playing a game like this with everything that's happened in the hockey world in the last 24 hours?
Well, I think everyone is, you know, kind of heartbroken. You know, as players, all of us have kind of done, you know, what those players were doing. So, you know, when things like this happen, you step back and, you really appreciate what you have. You know, those guys are chasing the dream that, you know, the guys in this room and the guys out there tonight and around the league have achieved. And, you know, it just breaks your heart that something like this is possible. And you just wish there was something you could do for their families and that community. But, you know, like I said, I think the best thing we could have done tonight was honor those guys by working hard and, you know, continuing kind of the journey that they were on.
How unique was that, Blake, the circle of friends at the beginning of the game? Because it had to make it different from anything else that has gone on this year.
Or, I mean, I think it's kind of a, you know, these things just don't happen. And like I said, whether it's our team or, you know, the Blackhawks or around the league, we can all relate to being on a bus driving to a game. We can all put ourselves in that situation. And so that's where, you know, the rivalries or matchups go out the window. And, you know, we're just hockey players. And, you know, we're all kind of on the same level. And I think the sentiment between all the players was the same, just a lot of grief and just kind of heavy hearts, you know, playing a game after that.